Hello, is Bobby in right now?
I'm speaking. You're speaking, John.
How you doing, Bobby? My name's Pete from Bank of Cardiff.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm just trying to follow up on a finance offer we sent out about, 2 weeks ago. It was based off some financing you did with Huntington National Bank in 2014. Do you remember what that was for?
Do I know what it was for?
Yeah, did you, use a line of credit with them, finance a piece of equipment, something like that?
Probably did numerous things with it,
Well, based on that lending history and that relationship you built with them, we actually have you pre-approved for $250K of some more equipment financing or working capital. You looking to bring on any new pieces or have any big contracts that you could use this cash for?
Not that I can think of right off the get-go. I mean, what kind of interest rate are you talking about?
Well, we don't annualize the rates here because they're more short-term loans, so we don't put the annual percentage rate on, like an APR. So we do more of like a rate factor, where it's just like 10 cents on the dollar or something like that. Because if you have an annual percentage rate, that's how they trick you. It's like, oh yeah, we got you APR of 4.5%, and you think it's great, but at the end of the day, if it's a 2-year loan, you're really paying back, $9,000 on it. So,
right.
So we don't really annualize ours. And, we got different programs here that range depending on your credit from, we have super, super good rates. And then I've seen honestly like 30 cents on the dollar. It's not unheard of before, but it is unsecured too. So, you're paying when your bank's giving you these rates. They're giving you collateralized rates, you know what I mean? Like they can take part of your business. So you are paying a little bit extra to get that, peace of mind that it is unsecured cash. You can do what you want with it. There's no, we're not going to check up on you, see what you're using it for or, anything like that. So it definitely has its advantages, but, if you want, I could send you over some paperwork for it. What are you going to use the funds for here? What are you thinking of bringing on?
I've been thinking about buying a new vehicle, but, I don't really know. And when I say new, it's not a new vehicle. It's new to me. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. 100%.
I'm retired from General Motors, and I get their Class A discount, but I still, my daughter, used it and bought a new car, but she never had a new car and stuff like that, and my wife's like, well, where did you want that? I said, same reason you wanted one when you were 22, 23. You wanted that experience of having a new car, and there'll come a point that maybe she'll say, hey, I don't really care about having a new car, per se, brand new that nobody else has ever driven and all that kind of shit. But I don't see myself doing that. But, I don't know that I don't have anything in particular in mind and stuff like that. And that's why I was asking what kind of, what it was. And you said it's more short, and it may be something
that's for the working capital. The equipment financing is a little bit different. That's more of like your typical, 2 to 5 year terms, really a lot lower interest rates that start in, mid single digits there. If that's what you're looking to do, that's probably more of a car and whatnot. And that's like pretty much what your typical loan's going to be. I mean, you've probably financed equipment before,
I have rental property. I have rental property and stuff. And I have used that Huntington before. I've bought houses. You can buy houses now. $20,000-$30,000, and then you have to, depending on where they are, and do some work to them and stuff. And that's what I've done in the past with some of the home equity line of credit and different times I've had zero interest.
But it's your home equity, though. It's your home. You're not paying any interest, but you're risking a lot.
Right, right. I understand. And the other thing is I'm, people used to, they would send you a credit card, borrow $25,000, you know, line of credit or, you know, credit card, and, you know, you could get cash advance, and they charge you, you know, so much.
They got a lot of tricks, man. They got a lot of tricks.
Oh, I know, but I've used those before and then paid them back in their time frame, and all I did was pay the origination fee, which was, you know, $700-$800, whatever it was, you know, depending on it, you know. Mm-hmm. And one time I had about $80,000 in credit card debt that I, you know, and that's exactly what I did with it, you know. I wasn't paying any interest other than, you know, the 3% or whatever it was they charged me for origination, and then I just made sure that I had sold that house and turned around and give it back to them. So it really didn't, it wasn't, you know, I mean, and, you know, paid it off, and, you know, that's, if I borrowed money from you, it would probably be the same type of deal that I would probably, you know, have some project in mind, and then at the end of it, you know, it would be finished and, you know, get paid on it and turn around and give your money back. So that's why I was asking.
How's your credit, man?
How is my credit?
Good, bad, in the middle, because, like, depending on how...
My credit is probably about 830, something like that.
Wow, that's, I mean, I was going to say, you know, with some credit like that, we do have some pretty, you get into one of our top tier programs here in regards to equipment. You know, you probably would qualify for the no down payment for 90 days. You can, you know, no payments on it. I mean, with credit like that, man, you can get a really good deal from us. How much is the car, like, going to cost, you know, just ballpark? What are you thinking about bringing on?
You're going to be somewhere between probably $15,000 and $20,000, mm-hmm. you know, so, you know. I mean, if you want to send something over to my house, I mean, I'll look at it. If you want to send me an email, that's fine, too. It's flugo44.bd@gmail.com.
@gmail.com. So I have sluggo, sluggo, the number 44, dot, B as in boy, D as in dog, @gmail.com.
Yeah, that's it.
Awesome. Hey, Bobby, I'm going to shoot that over to you. Just take a look at it and, you know, give me a call back or email me if you have any other questions regarding it. It's a pretty simple form. It takes about 15 minutes to fill out, and we can at least get you a quote on something, and then you can kind of go from there and shop around.
All right. Sounds good.
All right. What are you going to do if you don't bring this on? It's not really, there's not really a big time frame here for urgency.
I got a couple things up for sale too, and you know, if they come through, then I'll be flush with cash and
Bobby,
but you know,
one,
now
man.
I might
if you're selling anything, you know, and you know it might be a little bit more expensive for one of your buyers, you can actually finance it through, like, have them finance it through us. If they're a business, then we can get the equipment financed, so it's kind of like we can help you sell your equipment as well, you know what I mean?
This guy that's wanting to buy this one thing, that might be a deal, you know, might be something he was in, you know, I mean, I don't know. I can talk to him and see. Now, I don't know how his credit is, but at
if he's using that for collateral
and gets me out of the middle of it, you know, mm-hmm, and then you got to deal with him.
Here. Exactly.
Yep. Yeah.
I could even help you move some of your own equipment here just by, you know, having your customers just have some more available funds.
Well, that's cool. Send that to me, and that's something I definitely I can run by him, because he's wanting to do it. I mean, he's wanting to expand and get into a little more stuff. So, yeah. I mean, that might be something that's worthwhile for both of us.
If you don't mind, I can give him a call today and just tell him, like, hey, I spoke to Bobby. I know you were. What piece is he looking to bring on?
He's looking to buy this truck I got for sale and a three car trailer, a car hauler. So you know, so
if you want to give me his number and info, and I'll give him a call or shoot him an email today, and I can just tell him, hey,
send me your number, and I'll get a hold of and see and let him call you, because I know he's going to be interested in doing something like that. So let me do that.
I'd love to help all you guys both out here. I'll send you that email now. Thank you.
All right. Bye.
Talk to you later, Bobby. I'll follow up next week with you.